我们继续来看约翰福音的第八章。
We'll continue to study John chapter 8.
在这一章里头，当时的文士跟法利赛人来试探耶稣。
In John chapter 8, the Pharisees and scribes they came and test Jesus.
他们带了一个在行淫之后被抓的妇女来到耶稣的面前。
They brought to Jesus a woman who was caught in her adultery.
然后要耶稣做裁决。
And they want Jesus Christ to come up with a verdict.
问耶稣啊，能不能照着律法用石头把这妇人打死？
They question Jesus if they can stone the woman according to the Mosaic law.
那照律法的规定。利未记的二十章第十节，或者是生命记的二十二章的二十二到二十四节。
Either it was recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 10 Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10 or Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 22 to verse 24.
那边谈到的要把这行淫的奸夫跟淫妇就是双方都要致死。
According to the Mosaic law, both parties that commit adultery shall be stoned to death.
不可能一个人可以行淫哈，行淫都是两个人的。
You cannot commit adultery alone if you would compose of two parties.
所以应当是这行淫的这双方通通要照律法要用石头打死。
Therefore, according to the Mosaic law, both the male and female that commit adultery must be stoned to death.
但是我们看到文士跟法利赛人单单只带着妇女。
But in here, the teachers of the laws and the Pharisees took only the woman.
在当时妇女是没有什么地位的。
In their time, women did not have much social status.
所以他带着抓了这个女人来问耶稣。
Therefore, they grabbed this woman and brought her to Jesus.
在第六节说，其实他们来问耶稣另有目的。
In verse 6, describe their intention to question Jesus.
是要得到告耶稣的把柄。
They try to find some flaws that they can use to accuse Jesus.
如果耶稣在这个时候裁决说是要用石头打死。
If in here Jesus condemned the woman and told them to stone the woman to death,
那就违反了当时罗马帝国的法律。
In that case, Jesus Christ would violate the Roman laws.
因为当时犹太人他们被罗马帝国殖民，他们没有判死刑的权利。
At this time, the Jews were they were colonized by the Roman Empire.They could not sentence anyone to death penalty.
所以这也是为什么后来这个犹太人他要把主耶稣钉死必须要经过这个巡抚比拉多的同意。
This is also the reason that the Jews must receive the permission from Pontius Pilate before they can crucify Jesus.
再来，如果耶稣说不用。
And here, if Jesus Christ told them that they do not have to punish this woman,
那又当众违反了摩西的律法。
In that case, Jesus Christ would violate the Mosaic law in the public.
就与群众为敌了。
Then he would make enmity of himself toward the whole public.
就失去了大家的拥戴。
And he would have lost all the support that he received from the crowd.
所以这些这个文士跟法利赛人他们心中非常的诡诈。
And here we see how cunning, how crafty the Pharisees and scribes are.
耶稣说是也不对，说不是也不对。
Jesus Christ would be at fault to answer either way.
六到七节这里说耶稣弯着腰在地上写字。
And in verse 6 and 7, describe Jesus bent down and start to write on the ground with his finger.
而这些敌人这些文士跟法利赛不住地问他。
And the teachers of the laws as well as the Pharisees, they kept on questioning him.
相对于耶稣的沉默。
compared to the silence of Jesus.
文士跟法利赛人他们非常的急躁，不住的询问耶稣。
We can see that how the Pharisees and the scribes, they try to get an answer from Jesus.
目的就是要耶稣赶快掉入他们的圈套里头。
Because they were eager to see Jesus fall into their trap.
那我们看到他们这个恶念哦，一览无遗。
That we can clearly see their evil thought.
那有人会问说，耶稣到底在地上画什么字？
Sometimes people question the words that Jesus wrote on the ground.
没有人晓得，有很多的揣测。
Of course, there are many different guessings.
有人说可能就是在写刚刚我们练的那个立位记，还有生命记里头关于奸淫犯奸淫这个条例。
Someone said that maybe Jesus Christ was writing the laws, the Mosaic laws, as we just read in Deuteronomy and Leviticus.
在这里这个不重要。
Of course, this is not important.
耶稣啊，回答第七节第八节，耶稣回答。
In verse 7 and 8, this is the answer of Jesus.
你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus Christ said, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
然后又开始在地上画字。
Then he continued to write on the ground.
这个先拿石头打这是证人的工作。
Now pick up the first stone and throw at the woman. This is the job, the work of the witness.
证人必须要先先打第一个丢第一个石头。
Usually the witness must pick up the first stone and throw at the woman.
那后面的众人就跟着拿石头打。
Then the crowd will follow and they will pick up stones.
听到耶稣这么讲的人从老到少一个一个通通离开。
And after they heard what Jesus said, from the old to young, one by one, they left.
也许大家听耶稣说谁没有罪谁就可以打，大家都认为自己没有办法去达到无罪的要求。
Maybe after Jesus said to them, whoever is without sin can pick the first stone, they thought to themselves and they found that they are all condemned.
或许没有人认为说自己可以担当这个证人的这个职分。
Or maybe none of them feel that they can take the responsibility as the witness to condemn this woman.
所以通通离开。
As the result, they left one by one.
十节到十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
耶稣就问这个妇人。
Jesus Christ asked this woman.
说定你没有人定你的罪吗？
And Jesus Christ said, has no one condemned you?
她回答说没有。
11, no one, sir, she said.
耶稣告诉她说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, go now and live your life of sin.
这段记载经常被人被有一些人拿来作为他犯了罪，他认为他蒙耶稣赦免的理由了。
Many people use here as a biblical reference to have their sin to claim that their sin has been forgiven.
甚至认为说没有关系主耶稣都赦免他。
They feel committing sin or adultery is okay because in here Jesus forgave this woman.
大卫犯了这个奸淫罪神也赦免他。
King David also committed adultery and the Lord has forgiven him.
那今天没有关系嘛，什么罪都没有关系，悔改就好。
Therefore, many people feel that today it is all right to commit any kind of sin as long as we repent.
这样子的这种思想，这样的说法在这个教会里头被某一些人接受。
And such a concept is accepted by some people in the church.
这一段并不是来讲这个的。
However, that's not the main point in this chapter.
这段没有教导我们说犯罪没有关系，悔改就好，耶稣会赦免。
In here, it's not telling us it is all right to commit sin as long as we can beg for His forgiveness.
在这一段里头，我们看到什么？
What do we see in here?
第一个，我们看到人的自义。
From here, we see the self-righteousness of man.
这些群众认为他比这个犯罪的女人呢、啊、还来得有益啊。
The crowd feel that they were more justified, they were more righteous than this adulterous woman.
哦，所以啊、跟群随众的哦要来打死这个妇人。
Therefore, everyone followed the crowd and they want to stone this woman.
当耶稣说啊，你们如果当中谁没有罪，谁就可以打他。
But at the moment, Jesus Christ said to them, whoever is without sin, pick the first stone.
大家就想起自己的罪。
That reminds their own iniquity.
所以跟这个妇人来比较，这五十步跟一百步之差了、哦。
They compare their life with this woman, and it's not so far from each other.、
哦、大罪跟小罪之别而已、啊。
It's only the greater and the smaller sin.、
哦、大家都是罪人、啊。
Everyone is sinner.、
哦、所以我们对于教会当中软弱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, for those who are weak among us,、
哦、对于那些一时被软弱、被过犯所胜的统领
，For those who were careless and overcome by sin,、
哦、我们呢要用爱彼此包容
，We must comfort them with love.
用爱、哦、来挽回他们
，And we must receive them.Accept them with love.
好，那在这一段里头，我们也看到说人的诡诈。
Ask question. I was wondering, like I know here it says, you know, Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." But how come the church, like, if they find something fornicated, like they want to excommunicate? I know there's a reason, you know, the Bible says Scripture did and stuff, but with this incident, you know, I don't know if it's like.
Let me finish. 啊，第二个哈，谈到人的诡诈哈。
Then here it talks about the craftiness of man. 哈，
这些人表面上好像为律法很热心呢。
It seems like the Pharisees and scribes they were zealous for Mosaic law.
哦，这个。对于罪恶、哦啊、恨不得除之而后快，嫉恶如仇、啊、
It seems like they were so righteous that they want to remove all the sins from Israel.
其实他们是别有目的的。
But in here, we know that they came with a different intention.
动机是要来陷害耶稣。
And they have this motivation to frame Jesus.
所以这些人、哦、其实、啊、比那个犯奸淫罪的妇女啊。更坏，更可恶。
That the Pharisees and scribes were worse than this adulterous woman.
所以这个在这里让我们看到他们的诡诈。
From here we see how cunning and how crafty that they are.
在这一段里头也看到人的罪恶。
And in here we also see the sin of man.
不但看到这个犯奸淫女人的罪恶。
Not only we see the sin of this adulterous woman.
也看到这些。要害耶稣要抓耶稣把柄的人的罪恶
We also see the sin of those who try to harm Jesus
最重要的耶稣对那个女人所说的那一句话
And the most important is the sentence, the phrase that Jesus Christ said to this woman
叫她不要再犯罪
Jesus Christ said to her, go and sin no more
在原文的时态里头他的意思是不要再习惯性的犯罪。
In the original Greek text, the meaning is, do not commit sin as a habit anymore.
什么罪啊、哦？会让人习惯性的犯
？What is considered as habitual sinning?
奸淫罪是其中的。
Adultery or fornication is one of them.
好像毒品一样。你犯了之后，你就会被他捆绑住。
Just like using drugs, once you start, it becomes very difficult to stop.
你先到肉体情欲的漩涡里头啊，往往是没办法自拔，一而再，再而三，一直犯，一直犯。
If you are trapped into the lust, it's very hard to get out of it.
好，所以耶稣在这里对这个女人说，不可以再犯。
Therefore, in here, Jesus Christ said to this woman, "You should not commit adultery again."
彻底的跟情欲斩断。
That you must cut yourself away from the temptation of lust.
好、哦，这个是耶稣的要求。
This is the requirement of Jesus.
好、哦，今天，我们 任何的软弱，任何得罪神的事情。
Today, if we have commit any kind of sin or any things that violate His words,
哦，不是来跟主耶稣讨价还价说，哎，你在这边你赦免了，我现在这个你也应该赦免了。
We are not coming to the front of the Lord and try to bargain with Him and ask Him to forgive this and forgive that.
也不是像这个有些人拿这个大卫的例子来跟教会讲，神都赦免大卫，我这个有什么不赦免的？为什么要把我除名掉
？Oh, there might be some come to church with the example of David saying that if God forgive David, why do you excommunicate me or why do you condemn me？
这都不是罪人悔改应有的表现。
Because all these are not the right attitude for a sinner to repent。
我们看他罪人悔改的表现是什么
？What is the right attitude for the sinner to repent？
耶稣在这里说的离开罪。
Jesus Christ in here said, "Depart away from sin."
这个才是真正罪人悔改的表现。
This is the right way for the sinner to repent.
你如果没有真正的悔改
，if you do not repent, truly,
我们英文一直说是 repent， 懊悔、懊悔、懊悔其实中文的悔改不是只有懊悔，还有改变在里头啊。
That's when we say repent. It's not only remorse for your sin, but you have to change yourself.
唯有离开罪恶才是真正的懊悔。
That only when you depart away from sin, that's the true repentance.
也才能够符合耶稣的要求。
And that's the requirement of Jesus.
我们再回过来，我们来谈谈大卫。
Now let's look at David's case.
我们讲大卫，他得罪神。
David sinned against God.
他认为没有人知道。
And he thought that nobody knew about it.
但是当拿单先知一针见血地指出他的罪，说你就是那个人啊。
But when Prophet Nathan pointed out his mistake and said that you are this person,
大卫怎么说
？What did David say?
大卫说我得罪神。
David said, "I have sinned against God."
他没有遮掩。
He never tried to cover up and find excuse for himself.
他马上认罪。
He admit to his wrongdoing.
他懊悔。
And he repent.
从他所写的诗篇里头，我们看到大卫多懊悔。
From the hymns, from the songs that he wrote, we can tell how remorse he was for his iniquity.
从他后来的表现，我们看他多谦卑的悔改。
And we can also tell how humbly he repents and changes his deeds.
示每趁着这个大卫逃难的时候咒骂他，甚至拿土丢他。
When David was fleeing from his son, she might try to stone him and also throw him with the dust and rocks.
你这个凶手的儿子，你今天报应啊！
He called David the son of the murderer. Now you receive your vengeance.
因为示美是属于要前朝扫罗王朝的人呢。
Because Shimei was from the previous dynasty. He was from King Saul's time.
大卫旁边的这些随从更看不过去跟大卫讲说这个人竟然这个狗头竟然敢臭骂我主我王，那我去把他头给砍了。
And the follower of King David say to David, "Let me go over and chop off his head."
他说，这关你们什么事情
？David replied, "This has nothing to do with you."
这是神让他来骂我的。
God allowed him to come and rebuke me.
我们看一个君王他能够容许一个老百姓骂他。
And here we see how a king allowed a regular, an old citizen to yell at him and rebuke him like that.
如果他没有真正的畏罪悔改，他做不到这一点。
He could never do that if he never repent, genuinely, if he did not truly repent for his iniquity.
再来，大卫的悔改仍然没有办法避免神给他的处罚。
Even as the way that David repents, however, the God's punishment is inevitable.
罪的公价，他还是要去承担。
He still need to suffer the price of sin.
如同他所说的他要还人家四倍，所以他害死人家一个儿子，他赔上四个儿子。
As he made the verdict that he need to repay four times, that he killed one of other son, therefore he lost four sons.
哦，刀剑不离开他的家，年纪一大把，还被自己亲生的儿子追杀。
The sword shall never depart from his house. In his old age, his own son tried to kill him.
我想想看，哪一个弟兄姐妹愿意说，没关系，罪我来承担？
Can you imagine that if any one of you are willing to say that yes, I will commit sin and I will suffer the consequence?
我相信没有人愿意这样做。
I think nobody would want that to happen.
哦，所以这个约翰福音的第八章并不是用来为我们得罪神之后来争取某一些。这个同情或者是立场或者是权利的说辞。
Therefore, John chapter 8 is not for us to fight for, is not the proof or something that we can use to fight for our rights or fight for the mercy of God after we commit sin against him.
重要的就是耶稣告诉那个妇人不可以再犯。
So the most important is that Jesus said to this woman, go and sin no more.
哦，才是我们应当做的。
That's what we should do.
是我的回答。
This is the answer.
那接下来哈，十二节到五十九节。
From verse 12 to verse 59.
主耶稣对众人说，他是世上的光。
And here Jesus Christ claimed that he is the light of the world.
经历了刚刚那一场黑暗的罪恶，耶稣用光来形容。
Just after the darkness of sin, Jesus Christ now described the light.
并且告诉众人说，凡跟随他的就不在黑暗中走。
And Jesus Christ spoke to the people that those who ever follow me will never walk in darkness.
要得到生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
因为那时候是祝棚节。
At that time, it was the feast of Tabernacle.
祝棚节在圣殿里头点满了这个蜡烛。
That during this feast, they have to light a lot of candles in the holy temple.
可以说照亮好像白天一样。
That the whole place, shine like the daytime, the daylight.
目的是来纪念这个真神带领以色列百姓用云柱火柱带领。
And this is to commemorate how the Lord guided the Israelites with the pillar of fire and clouds.
所以耶稣在这样的一个背景之下。他宣告他就是这个世界的光。
At this very moment, Jesus claimed that he is the light of the world.
让众人更容易了解。
So that it is easy for people to comprehend.
十三节这里法利赛人控告耶稣他为自己做见证所以他的见证是不真实的。
In verse 13, the Pharisee challenged Jesus that you'd appear as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid.
因为律法的规定，见证人至少要两个人。
According to the Mosaic law, it takes two witnesses for the testimony to be valid.
这样才算是可靠的见证。
Only then the testimony is confirmed.
十四到十八节。
Verse 14 to 18.
耶稣认为他对自己的见证是真的。
Jesus Christ said that my testimony for myself is true.
因为他知道自己是从哪里来的。
Because he knew where he came from.
法利赛人不知道。
But Pharisee had failed to acknowledge that.
所以法利赛人对他的判断不真。
Therefore, the judgment from Pharisee is wrong.
事实上，为耶稣做见证不是只有他本人，还有天父真神。
That other than Jesus Christ himself.Father in heaven also serve as his witness.
讲到天父真神十九节那边法利赛人就进一步问说你父亲在哪里
In verse 19, then the Pharisee continued to ask, where is your father?
耶稣回答说你不认识我所以你也不认识我的父
Then Jesus Christ replied that you do not know me or my father.
认识我的就认识我父
If you knew me, you would know my father also.
这是耶稣在圣殿的库房里头对众人的讲论。
This is the testimony of Jesus Christ to the crowd.
那从二十一节到三十节。
From verse 21 to verse 30.
这里耶稣谈到来源的问题。
Jesus Christ started to talk about the origin.
二十一到二十二节。
Verse 21 and 22.
耶稣表达自己将要离开世间。
That in here, Jesus Christ mentioned that he would depart from the world.
而犹太人没有办法找到耶稣。
so that the Jews can no longer find Jesus.
哦，这样的说法又引起犹太人他们的质疑。
And such a statement arose more questions from the Jews.
好，二十三到二十四节。
23-24.
哦，这里耶稣说明犹太人啊跟耶稣分离的理由是因为不同的来源。
That Jesus Christ described the reason of the separation is because of the differences of their origin.
哦，耶稣是从上头来。
Jesus Christ came from above.
这些不信的犹太是从下面来的。
And the Jews who have failed to believe in him came from below.
来源不同，所以不能够在一起。
Different source of origin, therefore they cannot stay together.
犹太人是属世界的。
The Jews belong to the world.
耶稣不是属于世界。
But Jesus Christ did not belong to the world.
那在这一段里头也谈到，不信耶稣是基督的必死在罪中。
And here also said that for those who do not believe in Jesus will die in sin.
25-30.
25-30.
众人就问耶稣他的来源跟身份。
Then the crowd start to ask Jesus about his status and his origin.
耶稣啊就指着自己说啊是由天父那里来的。
Jesus Christ pointed to himself as came from Father in heaven.
天父与他同在。
That the Father in heaven was abides with him.
因着耶稣的讲论啊，很多人就信了耶稣了。
And because of his speech, many people believe in him.
在这一段里头啊，耶稣谈到我是基督。
In this session, Jesus Christ mentioned that he was the Christ.
这个原文哦，是必知道我是。
That he says that you shall know who I am.
必晓得我是。
That you will know that I am.
我们知道我是在旧约里头是神称自己的称呼。
As we know that this phrase I am was specially used for was a term specially reserved for God in the Old Testament.
当这个摩西问。问选召他的神说，如果大家问说是谁选召你啊，我要说你的名字叫什么。
When God called upon Moses, and Moses asked God that if anyone asks me about your name, what should I say?
所以神说，我就是，I am who I am.
Then the Lord replied that I am who I am.
所以在这个约翰福音里头有很多耶稣啊都暗示着他就是那一位神。
That in the Gospel of John, in various places, Jesus Christ hints the multitude that he is the Messiah.
比如说这个道路真理生命。
For example, he said he is the way, the life, and the truth.
其实这神是道路，神是真理，神是生命。
That God is the way, God is the life, and God is the truth.
那一位神就是耶稣。
And God is Jesus Christ.
耶稣对玛利亚讲，生命在我，复活在。
Jesus Christ say to Mary that I have the control of life and the control of resurrection.
神就是生命，神就是复活。
That the Lord is life and the Lord is resurrection.
那个神就是耶稣。
This Lord, this God refers to Jesus Christ.
就是在约翰福音里头有一些暗示。
That in various places, Jesus Christ hint about his divine nature in the book of John.
31-32.
Verse 31-32.
耶稣教训信他的犹太人要常常遵守他的道。
Jesus Christ say to the Jews who believe in him that they must hold on to his teaching.
遵守他的道就会知道真理。
Then they will understand the truth.
知道真理就必得到自由。
Once they receive the truth, the truth shall set them free.
33节。
33。
当时的听众认为自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔是自由的人所以又不是奴隶，干嘛要得自由呢？
Then at that time, the audience believed that they were the descendants of Abraham. They were free and never been slave.
他们认为耶稣是在讲肉身的奴隶。
They thought that Jesus Christ was referring them a slave in their physical body.
34-38.
34-38.
耶稣告诉他们说， 犯罪的就是罪奴隶。
And here Jesus Christ said, for those who sin, they become the slave of sin.
唯有天父的儿子才能叫人得自由。
Only the Father of the Heavenly, only the Son of the Heavenly Father can set us free.
这里也告诉我们，天众容不下耶稣的道，所以想杀耶稣，因为不同的父亲。
But then here also Jesus Christ said that the multitude, the crowd tried to kill him because they do not accept what he said.
因为容不下主的道，因为是不同的父亲呢。
They cannot accept Jesus because they came from different father.
39到44节。
Verse 39 to verse 44.
耶稣指出这个听这些群众是从魔鬼那边来的。
And here Jesus Christ said that the crowd were born out of Satan.
所以不能够行亚伯拉罕所行的善行。
Therefore, they could not perform the good deeds as their forefather Abraham.
当然，你就不爱从真神那边所差来的耶稣。
Therefore, they do not love the Jesus Christ who was sent by God.
45到47节。
Verse 45 to 47.
犹太人因为耶稣把真理告诉了他们。
After Jesus Christ proclaimed the truth to the Jews,
他们不信耶稣所以证明他们就不属于神。
They do not believe in Jesus, that proves that they do not belong to God.
因为属于神的会听神的话。
For those who belong to God, hear what God says.
不出于神的就不听神的话。
That the reason they do not believe.Is because they do not belong to God.
48到50节。
Verse 48 to 50.
犹太人又指着耶稣说他是撒玛利亚人是被鬼附着的。
Now the Jews say to him that Jesus is a Samaritan and demon possessed.
耶稣指出他们不是亚伯拉罕的子孙，他们恼羞成怒，就指出耶稣你才是撒玛利亚人。
That because Jesus said that they are not worthy to be called the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, out of anguish, they claim that Jesus was a Samaritan.
就是撒玛利亚人对当时的这个犹太人来讲是一种轻视骂人的话类似说你这个杂种的。
At that time, in the Jewish society, if you call someone a Samaritan, it's very much like a curse.
51到58节。
Verse 51 to 58.
耶稣说明遵守道的人就得永生。
Jesus Christ said, "For those who follow the truth shall receive eternal life."
引起犹太人他们的怀疑。
And the Jews doubted him.
耶稣表明他就是表明他认识真神。
Jesus Christ claimed that he knew the true God.
并且在亚伯拉罕存在之前。他已经存在。
And also, he claimed his existence prior to Abraham.
大家又认为说，看起来还没有五十岁，怎么会见过亚伯拉罕
？Then the Jews said that you are not yet 50 years old. How can you have seen? How could you see Abraham?
我们经常用这一段来说，耶稣无家型美貌有一点苍老。
That usually we refer to this verse to show that Jesus is older than his he looks older than his actual age.
30 被看成是50岁。
He was a little over 30, but in here people thought that he was somewhere near 50.
其实这句话有另外一个意思。
In here there is another meaning.
是在讽刺耶稣说。你都还不到五十岁，你说你在亚伯拉罕之前
？That they were making a mockery toward Jesus that you are not yet 50. How could you see Abraham？
意思说你这个乳臭未干的小子在这边说大话。
That how can you boast like this? You are not even 50 years old.
听众最后拿了石头要打耶稣耶稣就离开圣殿。
After that.They pick up stones and try to stone Jesus, that Jesus left the temple.
我看到众人还是弃绝耶稣。
That eventually the crowd still forsake Jesus.
我们再接下来看第九章。
Chapter 9.
在九章耶稣行了一个神迹。
In John chapter 9, Jesus Christ performed another miracle.
在安息日里头医治了一个生来就眼瞎的人。
On Sabbath day, Jesus Christ healed a man that were born blind.
当然，又引起了一番的争论。
Of course, that caused another dispute and debate.
这个生来眼瞎。
That this man were born blind.
让这个瞎眼的得看见这个在新约耶稣所行的神迹里头有很多。
Jesus Christ, in the New Testament, Jesus performed several similar miracles.
在旧约圣经里呀，这是属于真神才有的能力。
In the Old Testament, open the eyes of the blind is the power of God.
比如说出埃及记的第四章。
In Exodus chapter 4.
当摩西在那边推跟神这边推你叫别人去叫别人去我左口笨舌
that Moses tried to push away this responsibility from his shoulder he said that I am not eloquent
这个神就说是谁造人的口舌
and God claimed that who created the mouth and the tongue for man
当中有一段也讲到使人目明使人这个眼瞎
And also at that time, the Lord said, "Who make people blind and who allow them to receive their sight?"
So, 这是属于神的权柄啊，能力。
That open a blind man's eyes is the power of God.
诗篇的146篇那边也谈到神开了瞎子的眼睛。
In Psalm chapter 146, also mentioned how God opened the eyes of the blind.
在旧约里头，让瞎子。能够看见，这属于神的能力。
That's in the Old Testament, opening the eyes for the blind is categorized as the power of God.
再来，这也是弥赛亚的工作。
This is also the work for Messiah.
这个以赛亚书的29章。
In Book of Isaiah chapter 29.
18节那边说。
Verse 18.
瞎子的眼必从迷蒙黑暗中得以看见。
That the blind shall receive their sight.
35章5节。
Chapter 35, verse 5.
说那时瞎子的眼必睁开。
That at that time the blind shall receive their eyesight.
这我们在谈这个。主耶稣医好这个生来眼瞎的人，先把这个背景跟大家分享。
Therefore, before we talk about this blind man, we must understand the historical background.
所以我们就能够知道为什么这些法利赛人急着要把这一个见证给抹灭掉，给湮灭掉。
And that's also then we can understand the reason that the Pharisees and scribes try to wipe away this miracle from people's mind.
就是。不要让人认为耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是神。
That they do not want the crowd to think that Jesus Christ is Messiah, is this God.
我们来看，这个神迹的主角是一个生来眼瞎的人。
The main character of this miracle was a man who were born blind.
第二节到第三节，门徒问耶稣
In verse 2 and 3, the disciples asked Jesus,
是谁犯了罪，所以导致他眼瞎？
That who sinned this man or his parent that he was born blind?
耶稣说，耶稣否定，这个人的眼瞎是因为罪的原因。
And here, Jesus denied the reason of the blind man, of the man to be blind as a cause of sin.
犹太人他们传统中的观念认为说身体的残缺跟罪有关系。
According to the traditional concept, the Jews associate any physical deform to sin.
如果不是他本人犯罪，那就是他祖先的罪由后代来承担。
Either this particular person commit any kind of sin, or it is a sin passing down from his forefather.
耶稣在这里否定了这种说法。
And here Jesus denies such a concept.
说这个人眼瞎是因为要来显出神的作为来。
Then here Jesus said, for this man to be blind, to manifest God's work.
耶稣给这个瞎子的眼瞎有正面的作为啊。
Jesus Christ put a positive comment to this blind man.
所以每当我们遇到苦难的时候
，Therefore, when we are in tribulation,
我们也应当以正面的、积极的角度来 面对。
That we shall face our challenge more positive and more progressive.
好，主耶稣有什么要让我学习的
？We need to find out what is the hidden lesson that we need to learn.
好，接着啊，我要来彰显出他的荣耀来。
And also, we know that the Lord will manifest His glory through us.
哦，当我们看到别人在苦难病痛当中
，When we see someone else in their tribulation or in their sickness,
也应当用正面的角度啊来评论。
That we must be more optimistic and be more positive.
哦，不要动不动说啊犯罪才会这样子。
We should not judge others and comment that they were sick. They are sick because they sin.
报应啊，报应啊。
Or just say that is the consequence of their own doing.
有时候不一定是你所想的那样。
Sometimes it might not be the way that you think.
好，四到五节
，verse 4 and 5，
耶稣鼓励门徒要趁着好的时机啊来做神的工。
Jesus Christ said to the disciples that they must grab the opportunity to do God's work.
哦，耶稣说趁着白日。
Jesus Christ said, while it's still daytime.
哦，白日啊，可以说是顺利哈，可以顺利传福音的时候。
The daytime refers to the time that we can preach the gospel.
哦，黑夜啊，哦，也预表着将来十字架的逼迫。
And the night is coming. The night refers to the persecution laying ahead.
哦，没有办法传福音的时候。
That's the time that they can no longer preach the gospel.
哦，六到七节。
Verse 6 and 7。
哦，这是耶稣医治这个瞎子。
Jesus Christ cured the blind man.
哦，用唾沫或泥抹在他的这个眼皮上面，叫他到西罗亚的池子去洗。
Jesus Christ spit, mixed his saliva with some mud and smear over his eyes and asked him to wash.
好，结果他就得了医治。
After he washed his eyes, he regained his eyesight.
好，八到十二节
，verse 8 to 12。
好，这是瞎子他的邻舍。好，看到这个瞎子，这个蒙医啊。这个对他的这个议论，以及这个瞎子把自己蒙恩的经过跟众人叙述。
Verse 8 to 12 is the neighbor of this blind man, how they discuss over these miracles and how the blind man share his testimony.
13 to 34这里谈到法利赛人对瞎子的盘问。
Verse 13 to 34 is how the Pharisees questioning the blind man.
因为这个瞎子蒙医的日子就是安息日。
Because this blind man was cured on Sabbath.
引起当中有两种争论。
As the consequence, there were two types of arguments.
一个认为说不守安息日不是从神来的。
The first type, that since Jesus Christ did not follow the Sabbath rules,Therefore, he could not be from God.
那另外一票人就争论说，如果不是从神来的，那就不可能行这样的神迹。
Then the other group of people claim that if Jesus is not from God, how could he perform such a miracle?
其实要解决这个争论的症结点啊。
And the key point to solve this debate,
应当是安息日能不能医治人
is.If we can heal or cure people on Sabbath,
安息日医治人算不算干犯安息日
Is it a violation of the Sabbath day if Jesus healed this man on Sabbath?
但是这些法利赛人他们却不这样去处理事情。
However, this is not how the Pharisees solve the problem.
他们决定由否定这个真实发生的神迹来下手。
That they decide to deny the existence of this miracle.
千方百计要诱导这个瞎子，还有一干的证人来否定耶稣真正行过这个神迹。
They try to mislead this blind man and also those who witnessed these miracles and try to deny the occurrence of this miracle.
因为刚刚小弟也跟大家分享过哈，也这个神迹关系到耶稣的身份。
Because as I shared earlier, this miracle is associated with the status of Jesus.
他就是弥赛亚，他就是神。
To prove that he is Messiah, he is God.
所以这法利赛人
Therefore, Pharisees, they must put swipe away this miracle from everyone's memory.
17节,
verse 17.
这些人对瞎子说, 问, 开你眼睛的是怎么样的真呢?
That they say to this blind man, what have you said about him, the person who opened your eyes?
这个瞎子说, 他是个先知。
Then the man replied, he is a prophet.
犹太人啊, 不相信, 要消灭这个神迹啊, 所以他把这个瞎子的父母亲找来了。
The Pharisees, they tried to deny this miracle, therefore they found the parents of this blind man.
18到23节,
verse 18 to 23,
要他父母亲啊, 来否认这个瞎子是从小眼睛瞎的。
They try to force the parents to deny the fact that this man was blind since birth.
那瞎子的父母亲呢, 在这个压力之下, 所以他也不敢讲实话。
That under the pressure from the Sanhedrin, the parents dare not to tell the truth.
只说他是生来就瞎眼。
They only say that we knew he was born blind.
他怎么看见我们就不晓得了。
But how could he see that we do not know?
何况他现在已经长大,
and now he is an adult, just question him yourself. Because they were afraid of the Jews. They were afraid that they might be cast out from the Sanhedrin.
按照犹太人的传统, 被赶出会堂的人啊, 在社会上就有了污名。
Then according to their tradition, anyone who is cast away, who is cast out from the synagogue, they are outcast.
他们都知道犹太人很会做生意，所以在商场上，在宗教上，他们就没有办法享受那个优惠的权利。Also,
those outcasts lose their, they will lose their privilege in doing business or attending religious ceremony.
被赶出会堂，这个期间有30天，有80天，有90天。
And they could be cast out from the synagogues for either 30 days, 80 days, or 90 days.
赶出会堂代表着赶出犹太人的社会。
And they will become outcast from the Jewish community.
那甚至严重的终身被逐。
And the most severe, they could be an outcast for the rest of their life.
这个要经过公会投票才可以决定。
And of course, the judgment must come from the Sanhedrin, at the vote.
24到25节。
Verse 24 to 25.
犹太人第二次又把瞎子叫来了。
Second time, the Pharisees called the blind.
要这个瞎子来否定耶稣的神迹。
That they asked the blind man to deny the miracle.
但是这个瞎子坚持确定他蒙恩的经历。
However, the blind man insists on believing the experience that he how he regained his eyesight.
他说有一件事我知道。
He said there's only one thing that I know.
从前我眼瞎，现在我看见。
That I was once blind, now I see.
这是真实不能够被抹灭的证据。
This is truth. It is a fact that cannot be changed.
让这些想要消灭这个证据的这个法利赛人没有办法招架。
That Pharisees who try to swipe away all the evidence, they did not know what to say.
所以今天我们领受圣灵。
Today we receive the Holy Spirit.
这个也是活生生的亲身的经历。
And this is a living experience.
这个也是没有办法消灭掉。
This is an experience that we cannot take away.
所以很多其他的基督教会最痛恨我们高举圣灵。
Therefore, many other denominations, they hate us for proclaiming Holy Spirit.
但是我们每一个真耶稣教会的信徒，当我们得到圣灵之后，我们千真万确确信。
But for every members in True Jesus Church, we have personally experienced Holy Spirit, and we are very sure what we have received.
最后，瞎子因为他在自己身上的神迹。 肯定耶稣是真神来的。
And because of this miracle that happened on the blind man, this blind man believed that Jesus Christ came from God.
他认为神不听罪人, 只有奉神遵行他旨意的神才会听他。
And he believed that God would not listen to the sinner. Only those who follow God's will, God will listen.
哦，那个他法利赛很生气，就把瞎子给赶出去。
And Pharisee, out of anger, Pharisee cast out this blind man.
哦，完全要掩饰自己。哦，啊，这个看见这么明显的一件神迹的事实。
And they try to cover up the fact of this miracle.
哦。耶稣听到瞎子被赶出去
And Jesus Christ heard that this blind man was
outcast.
Therefore, he took him.
告诉这个瞎子，他就是人子。
Then Jesus Christ said to this man that he is the Son of God.
他就是神的儿子哈。
That he is from God.
这个瞎子就拜他，信靠他，跟随他。
That this blind man bowed down to him and believed in him.
最后39到41是耶稣的感叹。
Verse 39 to 41 is a comment from Jesus.
让瞎子看见，那些自认为看见的反而瞎了。
That for those who thought that they see, they become blind.
法利赛人他们认为他们能够辨别神迹，辨别弥赛亚。
Pharisees thought that they have the ability to distinguish miracles and they can discern who is Messiah.
但这个时候反而成为瞎子。
But at this moment, because they're self-righteous, they become the blind man.
这个瞎子原本是瞎子，却能够辨别住他，耶稣就是神的儿子。
But this man who were born blind can recognize Jesus Christ came from God.
我们这一堂课我们到这里啊。
Conclude our class.
同心默祷。
Praise God.